Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. As we touch on a very special subject that's close to my heart, because I was a child who was in the hospital, I was a child who had visits and cards and letters and gifts from friends and neighbors alike, and it was something that was very special to me in my life, and I recall the kindness of those who supported me during my health journey. I saw a post the other day from Love for Lizzie Reyes. Her mom posted about a very special effort called Cards for Hospitalized Kids, Spreading Hope, Joy, and Magic Through Cards. And I thought, wow, this is perfect for the Mark White Show. It allows me to share the importance of an effort like this, what it means to a child or a young person to receive cards when they're struggling, maybe with health issues or other issues that are happening. And right now I do have Jen Rubino on the line with me to talk about Cards for Hospitalized Kids. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jen.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, this is a great opportunity for listeners to understand how they can help the young people, the children that they see that are in the hospital, and take that extra step to show care and concern. And you've taken cards, letters, and put this into an effort to show the significance and the impact on a child's life.
Yeah, thank you so much. Cards really may seem like a simple thing, but we see time and time again how much it impacts both the child and their family, and it really just means so much to them during such a difficult time. It makes them feel special and just shows them someone is thinking about them, and that little bit of a difference really does go a long way for both the child and their family.
Jen, how far back does this go for you, this particular effort?
Yeah, so it's been over 10 years now, which is really crazy. It started in 2011, but at the time it was just a very small effort in my community and at my high school, and it really took off just very quickly and expanded from there.
What was it that made you want to get involved with this? Was there a particular situation that pushed you into considering this as a special effort for young people and children?
Yeah, my own experience in the hospital is what inspired me to want to start this organization. I had a lot of surgeries growing up. I was a gymnast and I had a lot of different injuries. And then I was diagnosed with a childhood bone and connective tissue disease. So I actually had over 20 surgeries. And during one of my most difficult surgeries, I was in the hospital for over a week, and it was a really difficult time. And I received a card from a hospital volunteer, and it really just meant so much to me during that time and really brightened my day. And I wanted to be able to do that for other kids facing similar situations.
That is amazing, Jen. And like I said at the start, this is something that I'm very aware of because I was one of those children too, where I had multiple visits to the hospital. I stayed in the hospital for 2 weeks at one time when I was in the seventh grade, and then I had home health care for 6 months after they released me. I couldn't go to school, but the cards and the letters, they meant so much to me as a child, as a young person, to know that there were people out there who cared about what I was going through.
Yeah, absolutely. It really does make a difference for kids, and you know, a lot of the kids save them, and it really means so much to them, and a lot of the kids even go on to volunteer for us after they recover, which is really amazing as well. But it definitely makes a very meaningful impact.
So Jen, how does a person who understood the magnitude of receiving a card and the gift that that gave you, how does a person start an effort like this? How did you get started with the first card, the second card, as you moved your mission to become even larger?
Yeah, it was really just a grassroots effort. So I recruited, you know, some friends and peers to join me in this effort, and everyone was really passionate about it. And so they really rallied behind the cause. And so because of that, we were really able to just, you know, grassroots build the charity from the ground up. It started very small, but obviously it's now national and really taken off from there. And it's a great activity because people can make cards from anywhere and any location, and all artistic skill levels are welcome. People of any age can do it. And so we receive cards from all over the U.S. now and all over the world as well. And so if people want to get involved, they can visit our website, cardsforhospitalizedkids.com, and we have all the guidelines there for making cards and all the details.
Jen, how many people started with you? Just an idea. Was it 3, 4, or 5 people? Were they friends that you went to school with?
Yeah, it was mainly friends I went to school with, about like 4 or 5 other people. I also served on my local library's teen advisory board when I was in middle school and high school. And so when I started Cards for Hospitalized Kids, they immediately wanted to help, and they partnered with me to host monthly events at the library where kids and teens could come in and make cards. And so that really helped a lot as well in terms of outreach into the community. And that helped the organization take off, you know, pretty quickly as well. So it was mainly just like four or five friends and then also the people at the library.
Give us an idea, Jen, of where you're at right now, 10 years later, with the amount of cards that are going out to children who are hospitalized.
Yeah, so we've distributed over 500,000 cards over the last 10 plus years, which is really, really amazing. It's a lot to think about, but the impact has been really incredible. And we now distribute cards to children's hospitals and Ronald McDonald houses in all 50 states. And so we distribute cards monthly as well as for major holidays, so like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, things like that. And then people can also request a card for an individual kid who doesn't necessarily have to be hospitalized, but they might be facing like chronic illness or, you know, persistent health issues, things like that. And so people can request a card for a child like that on our website. That's actually how Lizzie, whose post you saw, ended up receiving a card from us, which is really great. And so, yeah, we're really excited to continue expanding to more hospitals and just keep furthering the impact.
I know what having this show does for me to give people like yourself an opportunity to share about your efforts. For you, what does this card effort do for you personally as a individual who is on a mission to try to help these children?
Oh, it's done so much for me personally. To be able to use my own experience to create a positive impact for other people, it's been so satisfying to me and so amazing. And time again, I see that making cards and giving back like this is impactful, not only for the kids who receive them, but also for the people who are making them. It really helps them realize their capacity to make a difference and that no act of kindness is too small. And so that's been really amazing to see as well, being able to see people of all ages and all walks of life come together under this cause and be inspired to help other people. And so that's just been so amazing and so satisfying to see.
That's exactly where I was heading with this too, because there are volunteers out there. There are people who may be listening right now who would like to volunteer, and it can do something special for them as well. People who are looking for a reason, a purpose, some way to touch another's life. This is a very special way. And I'm sure that you receive messages from people who have supported your effort to say, this has really done good for me.
Oh, absolutely. It really brings so much purpose and satisfaction to people and makes such a difference for them to be able to help kids and other people, even if it's through something as simple as a card. And so we receive letters and messages all the time from individuals of all ages who, you know, share sentiments like that. And it's really amazing to see. And it's, you know, it's something very simple, just making a card, but the impact does really go a long way, both for the receiver and for the person making the card.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Jen Rubino. She is the founder of Cards for Hospitalized Kids, spreading hope, joy, and magic through cards. This is based in Chicago, Illinois, and has gone nationwide. As she mentioned, children's hospitals, Ronald McDonald houses. And I shared about the importance of cards in my life and letters. I still have the box. The cards and letters are in a shoebox. This was before social media. And friends, people from church, neighbors sent cards and letters and gifts, and it meant so much to me. And Jen is in the very same boat, because here she had so many surgeries and people showed that they cared when she was a young person, and it touched her so deeply that she founded Cards for Hospitalized Kids. When we come back, I want to share how people can support your effort, whether it be through them writing cards or support it financially to help you move forward, Jen, because I really appreciate and believe in what you're doing.
Great. Thank you so much.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have Jen Rubino on the line with me right now as we talk about cards for hospitalized kids. Lizzie Reyes, her mom, posted about this card effort, and I was so excited to reach out to Jen to be able to share with you today about how you can spread hope, joy, and magic through cards like Jen has done, like so many others have done from the very beginning of this effort, now a decade later, having a lot of volunteers who have decided that they wanted to help young people and children through this card effort. Welcome back to the show, Jen.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Do you have a family that really encourages you to do this? Have you had someone that's really close to you who has encouraged you and inspired you as you've moved forward with this effort?
Yeah, I was fortunate when I founded the charity to be able to be mentored by some other young people, some other teens who founded their own nonprofits as well. And in particular, one of them founded her own charity who helps kids in Africa. She really took me under her wing and really inspired me to know that even as a teen that I could make a difference. And so that was really, really inspiring. She's become a good friend over the years as well. And yes, I also am very grateful to have very supportive family and friends who really encouraged me to continue with the efforts. And they're very involved with it as well, which is really amazing.
We've talked about the good side, Jen. Is there ever any pressure on you because of being so large of an effort that maybe sometimes you feel a little tired or exhausted?
Yeah, I mean, with any endeavor, I feel like things can happen like that, especially in the beginning. You know, it was kind of frustrating at times just figuring out how to navigate the growth of the organization. But fortunately, we were, you know, able to figure it out and continue. And, you know, I would never think about, you know, stopping just because the impact is so significant that it's so much greater than like any little troubles or any little frustrations that we have to work through.
And you realize that some of these young people, these children, not only are they facing medical issues, but also it challenges their mind and the real struggle of depression and anxiety and all the things that go into having a medical condition. This is supporting them in more ways than just their health, their physical health journey, but also their mental health journey to be encouraged and inspired as they go through whatever they're going through.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's hard to be in the hospital at any time, but it's especially difficult, you know, during your childhood. Kids are missing out on normal childhood experiences that are often taken for granted, like going to school regularly, dances, sports, things like that. And they're also away from their entire lives outside of the hospital, and that can be very difficult emotionally. And so, you know, having these cards that provide strength and encouragement, it's really helping them mentally as well. Not only their physical health, but also their mental health as well.
How about the cards that you get back? I know that there has to be some children, young people, parents out there, these caregivers who send a card back to Jen and say thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah, they're always really, really amazing to see. One recently I received from a mother of a cancer patient, and her daughter has been battling cancer for about 3 years now. And she was just so thankful for the cards, not only how much they brightened her daughter's day, but they made her as a mom feel alone. And it was just so beautiful, so inspiring to see.
Where do you keep the cards from when you were in the hospital?
They're at home in Chicago at my family's house, and definitely very, very treasured items that I'll definitely always still have.
And now I think it's a wonderful thing this many years later, you have a new stack of cards as you receive these cards from those who you've gifted a card to.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very treasured keepsake that is really amazing to receive and shows the impact that we're having, which is great.
What's the age as far as the youngest person you can think of right now that is involved in your effort to write cards?
So we get cards all the way from kindergarten and preschool age children, all the way up to senior citizens and people in nursing homes. There's actually a lot of nursing homes that make cards regularly for us. It's a great activity for the members at the facilities to do together and to be able to give back. They seem to really enjoy it. So we have, you know, all the way from kindergartners up to senior citizens and pretty much everything in between. It's been really amazing to see people of all walks of life come together under this cause.
So the way I'm understanding this, a group can decide to come together, they can meet together, and they can sit down together and create these cards, make these cards, especially for cards for hospitalized kids. They can organize a special day to do this.
Absolutely. They can definitely do that. And on our website, we have the card making guidelines, which are pretty basic, but they just have some suggestions on things to write. We prefer to focus on the child as a whole rather than their illness. So we have some suggestion of uplifting comments to write, things like that. And then there's also the address that they can send the cards to. And people can do this on their own at any time. And then they send them to us for distribution.
That's an excellent idea, Jen, to give people a template. Because so many people out there might be reluctant to do this because they don't exactly know what to say and might be uncomfortable saying the wrong thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have very easy to follow guidelines there that make the process very easy and straightforward, and suggestions of what to write and things to avoid writing. And so even if people don't have like artistic skills or experience with writing cards, they can definitely still do it. We have all the guidelines there.
And I'm sure that you have a place where people, if they want to support financially, they could make a donation to Cards for Hospitalized Kids?
Yeah, absolutely. If people would like to support us financially as well, they can definitely do that. And we are always grateful for donations.
Excellent. How many social media platforms are you currently on where someone could jump on and start to take a look at what you all are doing?
Sure. So we're currently on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and then we also recently joined TikTok and YouTube as well.
Wow, TikTok. Are you having fun with that?
Yeah, we are. People were actually starting to make a lot of videos making cards for us and kept seeing them. So finally, I figured it was time to make a TikTok.
Oh, wow. So people send you the videos as they're working on their projects and then you post them?
Yeah, people were posting videos on TikTok of their card making process or the cards after, and we kept seeing them. So it was finally time to make one.
So what part of this effort, Jen, keeps you the busiest right now?
I would say it's definitely outreach and, you know, recruiting new people to get involved. Like, we're always looking for new. We've been fortunate to have a lot of celebrity supporters and things like that over the years, and we're always looking for new people to get involved. And so just doing outreach, things like that, definitely keeps you the busiest. But we've been fortunate to have such a great volunteer team who helps us with processing the cards and doing all that, so that doesn't keep me as busy anymore, which is really great.
Have you had any particular areas in the country that really stand out to you as big supporters of cards for hospitalized kids, anywhere in the country or the world?
Yeah, we get cards from all over the country. It's really amazing. But in terms of the world, something that's interesting is we actually get a lot of cards from France, and it's always students who are making cards together as a class, students who are learning English. And so every year we receive cards from France all throughout the year, different schools there, at least like well over 200 schools a year, if not more. And so that's been really interesting to see that they are also excited about it. And they send us pictures of the kids over there making the cards and sometimes videos as well. And so, yeah, it's been really interesting to see, but really amazing as well.
I have found that interesting through my show, because I may go and support a particular effort, say it's for Lizzie Reyes or someone in another part of the country, and I will notice that there will be growth in that particular area because of covering an effort. Or you might have someone in your effort that really is a go-getter when it comes to the cards, and they inspire people in their community. And you may see, well, wow, Dallas, Texas is really taking off, or Atlanta, Georgia, or wherever it's happening at.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been amazing to see how much people inspire others to make cards through their own efforts. And so we definitely see a lot of that.
So again, we want people to go to cardsforhospitalizedkids.com. I'm guessing there they can find out any information that they need to be involved with your effort, right, Jen?
Yes, absolutely.
And we want people to jump on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and did you say Twitter?
Yes.
Okay. All those platforms, if you have one of them, go jump on and support Cards for Hospitalized Kids. That'll be great.
Yes, absolutely.
I do want to thank the Reyes family for sharing about your effort, because I wouldn't be speaking to you right now, Jen, if they hadn't shared, if I hadn't seen that through Love for Lizzie Reyes. So I do want to give a shout out to them. And thank you, Jen, for your effort. I am so thankful that you appreciated those cards when you were a young person, so that you could commit yourself to this effort today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I've really enjoyed the conversation, Jen, and I hope you continue to move forward in a very big way.
Thank you so much.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Jen Rubino with Cards for Hospitalized Kids, and I hope that you'll share this effort with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.